Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Kylie Walczak. We're in the studio with Sam and Damian Alexander. Damian is working on passing statewide legislation making it illegal to text while driving.
So on January 25th, there's going to be a distracted driving summit. The intent of the summit is to bring public awareness to the issue of distracted driving, which has become one of the number one causes of death in America. The purpose of the summit is multifold. The number one is to educate the community about the issues with distracted driving. There's so much evidence now that distracted driving is causing so many deaths, and there's so many issues that we're aware of, yet people are still doing it.
How has this affected you personally?
Personally, I've been impacted by this by having friends who've lost their lives. I've had a lot of friends who have been in collisions. It's not just cyclists. I mean, I'm coming from this mostly from the cyclist perspective because that's my passion, both as a cycling commuter as well as coaching with El Grupo U Cycling. You know, I'm out there with kids. You know, we have 15 kids on the road. I want to make sure that those kids are getting home to their parents. I want to make sure that my son is coming home.
I should mention, we're in the studio today with Sam Alexander, Damien's son, who is how old?
17.
You two who put in thousands of miles on the bicycle every year, can you tell us a story? Like, how often do you see people driving distracted because they're looking at their phones?
Daily. I mean, if you're looking inside of windows, you will see people all the time. And you see people, it's all the time. You know, I probably am more cognizant of it actually when I'm driving. 15 years ago, when we would see someone driving this way, we would have said, they're drunk. I mean, it's like that. But what's incredible, the likelihood of being in a collision when you're texting and driving is 4 times greater than when you're drunk driving.
So January 25th, 2017 is a date that advocates from across the state have set aside to convene on Phoenix and get everybody together to show that there is widespread support in support of passing legislation to make texting while driving illegal. What's going to happen on January 25th?
We're going to start the morning with a little cycling event. We're going to meet at Tempe Beach Park, which is about 8 or 9 miles away from the Capitol. We're going to take Washington Street down and have a nice little ride until we arrive there. There's going to be speakers. There's going to be a little expo area. Beyond Bread, provide lunch for those who show up. And then we're encouraging people in the afternoon to schedule appointments to meet with your state senators and state representatives. We need to be engaging our elected officials. We need to be telling them how important it is to us that they pass these laws. Because if they're not hearing from us personally, it's not going to happen.
If people want to get involved, they can go online to learn more about the AZ Distracted Driving Summit by visiting drivesafeaz.com.
The biggest thing to do is be engaged.
All right. Thank you both for your time. Thanks for coming in. Again, this is Pedaling the Pueblo. You can email us with your ideas for topics we should cover on this show at ptp@kxci.org. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.